To the other big story of the day, though, the independent panel looking into Palapala and the role of President Cyril Ramaphosa in that. Questions being asked as to whether he should face an impeachment inquiry. Some rather large volumes handed over today by former Chief Justice Sandile Ngobo to the Speaker of Parliament, Nosiviwe Mapisa Nqakula. So what happens next? Lindsay Dentlinger is our parliamentary reporter at EWN and joins us now on the line from Cape Town. Lindsay, a very good afternoon to you. Understand the report is going to be published tonight, and then what? Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, John. Yes, well, a fairly big morning in Parliament, but very little to show for it right now. As you point out, we await for that report to be published through the parliamentary notices, which come out customarily sometime during the evening, which documents the latest reports and the like that have been tabled in Parliament. And so we do not have any sight of that report right now. We've had some statements made by the retired Chief Justice and Sandile Ngobo, who handed that report over, largely a ceremonial ceremony today. We see three volumes, John. We know that the first is the report, and the other two contain all the pieces of information, Justice Ngobo tells us, on which they relied to come to that finding that, as we speak, we do not know about. And right now it appears that the President's submission to that panel, which has since been leaked, is now overshadowing what that report might say.
So in terms of the next steps then, I mean, political parties are already commenting on this. I would assume none of them have had a chance to read the report in any detail, and presumably in terms of the terms of these things, wouldn't have seen the report at all. What are they saying? Are they cautious? Are they skeptical? Presumably it varies depending on who's speaking.
Correct, John, and they are reading between the lines. I think the Chief Justice was very careful not to give anything away this morning when he handed over that report. But if you listened carefully to some of the words that he used and the way in which he described the work that they had to do, and I want to just paraphrase partly for you, John, he said that this task, it was a really serious thing to drag a president, he said, through an impeachment process. And therefore, they needed to have tangible information to hook this onto and, quote, not something flimsy. And if you were to read a little bit more into that, which certainly some opposition parties I spoke to are reading into, that probably on the face of it, there is not enough to go by at this present time to launch an impeachment inquiry. And, of course, opposition parties are not without their strategies. They have plans in place, and they are thinking about what they do next if this report does not find in the way that each of them, for their own respective reasons, wants this report to find.
So, Lindsay, I mean, 6th of December has been set aside for a debate on this. Is that merely a debate? In other words, people stand up and express their views on what the panel has found? Or is it a parliamentary process that has an endpoint and a purpose to it? In other words, would there be any kind of vote or decision after that? Or is it merely going to be an airing of feelings and views on what former Chief Justice Sandile Ngobo and the other two panelists have come up with?
John, so firstly, this report is not binding on Parliament in any way, despite the possibly as much as 5.3 million rand we hear today being set aside for this process. It's not bound to accept the recommendations at all, in whichever way it finds. But it does essentially have to be voted on, John, either way. It is a report that is tabled in the House. It does require members to voice whether or not they accept the findings of that report, and that has to be done through a vote and has to be passed by a simple majority, whichever way that goes. And so, yes, it cannot just simply be a debate of a report. I spoke to the Chief Whip of the ANC's Penny Majidina afterwards. She didn't want to preempt whether or not the ANC caucus might look to protect the president should it not find in his favour. But she said that the report would go to the ANC caucus. It could be as soon as tomorrow. Traditionally, caucuses meet here in Parliament on a Thursday.
Right.
And they would discuss that report and then essentially adopt their strategy and the way in which they go into the House next week and participate in that debate and which way they will essentially vote on whether or not to adopt that report, whichever way it finds.
Thanks very much, Lindsay Dentlinger. We hope to look a little bit more detail at some of the, I suppose, legal framework, the legal framework around which this independent panel did their work. What were the limitations of that? What was the burden of proof? Where was the bar set on the conclusions that they reach? And of course, as soon as there is detail of that report, they say it will be released this evening. Nothing more specific than that. We'll be sure to share that with you. Our Eyewitness News team, Gladys Motele and the others, all themselves keeping an eye out for that, will update you as soon as we know something. 20 minutes past 3.